This puppet show stays on because of you fools. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. Oh God, come back home. This crazy world is filled with liars and abusers. We need you now before we're too far gone. I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need you now.
Good evening, patriots, freedom fighters throughout Saskatchewan, across the country, and around the world. So, here's the thing. I've been racking my brain over the last couple of days, nonstop, trying to figure out how we get out of this global pandemic treaty that's coming up in a couple of weeks. And so I've sort of been in this place, like, there's not a lot we can do. We're pretty much screwed. What we needed to do, of course, was to elect a different government outside of the establishment. That didn't happen, so we get what we get. However, this is how things work in my brain. Hey, Carolyn. Hey, Brenda. Hey, John. Can I share this out, please? This is incredibly important. We actually have a way that we can stop this global pandemic treaty and ceding our sovereignty to an unelected foreign entity that doesn't have our best interest remotely at heart. So, hey, Herbert. Yeah, you betcha. Good to be here. So, my brain. Right, I have to process things. I have to think about things when I'm solving problems. And so it's taken me a while to get to this place. But I think, you know, at least in provinces like Saskatchewan, where we can still, you know, rally people and influence the government. So especially in Saskatchewan, we need you. The country needs you. As we saw with what Saskatchewan did by announcing lifting mandates and restrictions, Alberta was next and in fact announced that they'll do it sooner. So it got the dominoes following. So Saskatchewan, the people of Saskatchewan, please listen. Please share this. Healthcare in Canada, according to our constitution, falls under the jurisdiction of the provinces. I don't think, and again, I'm not a constitutional lawyer, but I don't believe that the federal government has the right to make decisions on the administration of healthcare at the federal level. Which in turn means I don't think that they can make these decisions unilaterally at the federal level to cede our sovereignty to an unelected foreign body. I think the provinces can stop this in its tracks. The provinces, the premiers, have an opportunity to exercise their power under the Constitution, the power that is granted the premiers under the Constitution, Section 33, notwithstanding clause. The provinces have to use that as leverage, and they need to call a meeting to stop this in its tracks, to stop the Prime Minister, to stop the Liberals from moving forward and approving this at the UN. This is the way we stop it. And as I said in a video a couple of weeks ago, Saskatchewan is a strange and special place because we still have an enormous amount of influence on our government, especially in rural Saskatchewan. I can't stress this enough. I need everybody to write your MLAs. Write to the Premier's office. Call the Premier's office. And tell him to use the notwithstanding clause as leverage if he has to. And demand that the federal government do not cede our sovereignty under healthcare to an unelected foreign entity like the World Health Organization. This is where this can end. The provinces have to exercise their power, and we have to force them to do it. This is what I talk about when we're taking responsibility for ourselves, when we're not abdicating that responsibility to people that don't have our best interest at heart. We, the people, have the power. We have to exercise that power, especially in the province of Saskatchewan, where we still have that influence. And I think Alberta can still do it. And I think Manitoba can still do it. Maybe even Ontario. They're in the middle of a provincial election campaign. It's the perfect time to hold them accountable and force them to do what's in our best interest. And that's, of course, to maintain our sovereignty. That's what needs to happen. It's really that easy. And it's taken me a couple of days to get here. But I think this is the key. I think this is what can stop it, is the provinces who have the jurisdiction to administer and to manage healthcare in each province. The federal government doesn't have jurisdiction to sign us up to the World Health Organization, to cede our sovereignty, to have them dictate to us what we're going to do in a pandemic. That's up to us to decide. That's up to Canadians to decide. We develop policies that's in the best interest of our people in the event of a pandemic or whatever. We absolutely cannot cede our any more sovereignty to these unelected foreign entities that don't have our best interest. They're using all of this to destroy us. Now's the time for the provinces to stand up and represent the people they're paid and elected to represent. And it's up to us to force them to do that. We have to take that responsibility. We have to do this. So write to your MLA, everyone, and share this video, please. I'm begging you, share this video. Get everybody to write their MLAs. To stop, if they have to use Section 33 notwithstanding clause to do it, then do it. Exercise your power that the Constitution gives you to effectively represent the best interest of everyone in every province. This is the key to taking our sovereignty back. We have to do this. So stop the treaty 100%, Howard Kwan. So this is how we're going to do it, okay? So literally just write to your MLA. Tell your MLA that you expect them to tell the Premier to use the notwithstanding clause, Section 33 of the Constitution, as leverage to stop. Do not sign this. Do not cede our sovereignty to an unelected foreign entity. That's it. That's all you have to write. We have to come together. We have to unite around this. We got 2 weeks. 2 weeks. And that's not to say that if it goes through, that there isn't recourse, because there still is. We got 6 months after that to pull back. But we need to start this right now. In 2 weeks is when this goes to vote. And we need to stop it. We need our provinces to pressure the federal government to ensure that they don't sign this. If your premiers don't do it, if your provincial governments don't do it, then there you go. Then you have your answer of who they're representing, right? If they ignore you, And it's going to take a lot of people. It's not just a few people writing a couple emails. This has to be huge. This has to be everybody. I can't stress it enough. It has to be mass. And so let's do this. I don't have much more to say. I was downstairs and the thought came into my head. I posted on Twitter, I posted on Facebook. And then it's like, you know what? I gotta go live. I gotta get this out. I gotta share this so everyone else can share the idea and do what's necessary, take back our responsibility and force these governments to exercise the power they have as a premier or as a provincial government and do it on behalf of the people that they represent. This is enormous and what an opportunity. So please take advantage of it, put it out there. John Downey says, hi, Mark. How convenient was it that the WHO stopped gatherings and then have elections and make it acceptable for mail? Yeah, of course. And an unproven vote, very easy to manipulate. It's just too convenient for Liberals and the Trudeau Canada and Biden Canada. Yeah, 100%. It was all orchestrated. It was all coordinated, all of it. The MLAs are all in on the game. The truth is, all of you seem to be trying to prevent civil war, and I respect that, but it's too late. No, it's not too late, Jason. It's never too late. I'm going to give you another example, Jason. Maybe you missed this, but when the convoy is going to Ottawa and Scott Moe had made the announcement, the first province to make the announcements, they're lifting mandates, restrictions. It wasn't due solely to the convoy. It was due to the people of Saskatchewan. The SAS party was at 10% of their donations at that point compared to years prior. 10%. So the people of Saskatchewan, their base, said enough's enough. And they spoke. 10% of the donations. They influenced that decision Scott Moe made to lift the mandates and restrictions. The people of Saskatchewan came together, they united, they said enough's enough. And Scott Moe listened. So don't tell me it's too late, because it ain't too late. These people, it pisses me off to no end. These people that are convinced it's going to have to be this violent revolution. You've never been in one. You've never been in a violent, violent situation. Trust me, you don't want it. We aren't even close, not even close to having enough people to be successful in something like that. It's insane. This has to be resolved politically, and we have to take it back. There's no silver bullet. There's no quick fix. There's not going to be an armed insurrection. It's not going to happen. So get out of your head. That's incredibly stupid. It's what they want. There's nothing that globalists would like more than to see that happen. That's what they want. There is no quick fix. There's no silver bullet. We have to take responsibility again. We've advocated that responsibility for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. It's time we take that responsibility back and actually do something and force our politicians to do what's in our best interest. And we have to tell them what that is. So don't go there, because it's pissing me off. These people that want to give up and think it's over and it's too late. It's never too late, ever. Pisses me off to no end. Ugh. Do you have a good source of an easy understanding? Yes, go to the Corbett Report. Here, let me find it for you. I'll put the link in the chat. Corbett Report. He does a really good job of explaining it. Let's see. Yeah, there it is. I was actually going to play this live. I may still tomorrow evening, but anybody that wants it, I'll put the link in the chat, but it's a Corbett Report on Odyssey. He's on Odyssey. Corbett is. Yeah, of course they do, Mark. They want an armed fight, so we use political tools. Of course that's what they want. They want to stamp us out. They want to show all the other people that, see, they're violent. See, and they bring in the troops and they squash whatever it is that's planned, and that's the end of it. And then they bring in martial law, and then they lock us all down forever. Anybody who's ever been related to any part of this movement is finished. So stop that bullshit talk. That there's going to be, there isn't. There is not going to be a violent revolution. It's not going to happen. Get it out of your head. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's a setup. That's what they want. Soros and the rest of them go around promoting this, lighting those fires so it happens, so they can come in, turn it upside down, and finish it. It's the same as separation. There's nothing they like more than to see our country separate and to see Alberta and Saskatchewan, this tiny little country that has no military and no power. There's nothing they would like more than to see Canada split and separated so they can come in and influence, just like they do with the Ukraine. The Ukrainians are ultra-nationalists. That's what they want. They wanted their country to be independent. They wanted their country to be nationalist and Ukraine first. And guess what happened? The World Economic Forum rolls in, puts in Zelensky as the puppet, and there you go. It's over. It's finished. And then they shove their people into a war against Russia that could have 100% been avoided. So no. Violent revolution ain't going to work, and neither is separation. We have to come together. We have to unite. And here's a perfect way for us to do that. If we can unite truckers and stand behind the truckers, the convoy that went to Ottawa, we can do this. Spread this as far and wide as you can. Tell people to write their MLAs. Force them. Get your neighbors to do it. Make a little sheet, deliver it to your neighbors in your community so they understand and they can write their MLAs. We have to do this. We have to take control. We have no option. 2 weeks. 2 weeks we cede what's remaining of our sovereignty to an unelected foreign entity that's owned by Bill Gates. Owned by Bill Gates. He's the number one donator to the World Health Organization. It used to be the United States, but after Trump knocked that back, Gates owns them. So our country will be at the mercy of Bill Gates if we don't stop this. And we can stop it. We have to force our provincial governments to stop it. And it starts right here. So please do me a favor, share this, get it out. It's our way and it's legitimate. Healthcare falls under provincial jurisdiction. The provinces cannot let go of that autonomy. The provinces can do this. They can stop this. They can pressure the government. They have to call a first minister's meeting, emergency meeting, come together and say no to the World Health Organization dictating to our country what we're going to do. This can't happen. So, anyways, that's all I wanted to say. Here it is. We're up against it. This is enormous. But we have a way to get out of it. We have a way to push back. Force your MLAs to speak up and to stand up and represent you. And like I said, if you got to print off a sheet that you could pass around to your neighborhood, walk and put it in people's mailboxes, send it to your email lists, whatever it is that you can do, do it. Do it. Force your provincial government to draw the line and say no to Trudeau. We have no choice. I'm going to work my ass off to do what I can from where I'm at, through my contact lists, and we'll go from there. So we'll keep you posted, and that's it. That's all I have. Yes, Carradine. Leslie Lewis is Foursquare against losing her control over healthcare system. Yeah, well, then get her on board. Yeah, you bet, Beverly. We have an opportunity. Let's use it. 100%, John. I just can't stress this enough. I can't stress it enough. All right. Anyways, that's a wrap. Get out there and do it. That's it. And yeah, all right, buddy. Thanks, David. That's it. Not much else I can say about this. I wanted to get it out there, get the idea out there. We can do this. Force your governments to do it. That's it. We can do this. We have to do this. We have no choice. We have no choice. This is the way that we change things, by taking back that responsibility. So anyways, I want to keep it short so it's not too daunting for people to look at. So that's it. Ciao for now. Remember, globalism bad, nationalism good. Ciao for now.
This puppet show stays on because of you fools. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. Oh God, come back home. This crazy world is filled with liars and abusers. Need you now before we're too far gone. I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need you now.